let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. Thank you for being with us. The provocative book, Red Flags Matter, I Was His Crooked Hillary, Weak Obama, and Fake News by Marie Shakaitis, takes a close look at the narcissistic personality disorder and the various behaviors of Donald Trump. While not academically credentialed to diagnose mental illnesses, the extremely dramatic presentation during the last presidential campaign of the precise, serious, and destructive behaviors of Donald Trump, Marie says, precisely replicates all of the symptoms of one suffering from narcissistic personality disorder. She is a licensed, experienced, retired psychiatric social worker, a successful career in international adoption as well, married for 22 years to a person diagnosed as having narcissistic personality disorder. During the last 15 years, she has become aware of the devastating impact of someone living with this mental illness. She joins us on the program today. Marie, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
I'm glad to be here, Rick.
This is really, as I said, a provocative book in the beginning. A whole lot of great information you offer us there as someone with first-hand knowledge of what you're talking about. First of all, let's talk about the realization that this is such a destructive mental illness, and you know that firsthand.
Yes, I do know it firsthand. I have PTSD now. It's not a vicious illness intentionally, but there's a lot of cruelty involved in it, a lot. I've spoken with at least 8 other people who have also been married to someone with the same illness, and they were all suffering seriously.
The book is available wherever books are sold, at Amazon in particular. I'll give you all of that list as we go through the program. I know one thing that you're trying to do with this is call about public awareness about the symptoms so we know
Absolutely,
what we need to look
Rick,
for.
That's my one biggest hope with this. And to be honest, in the past 4 or 5 months, I've spoken with 11 people who were in the same situation I was in but didn't understand it as I didn't. So I think I'm hoping that the book will raise awareness and knowledge. And I wrote it from a partner's point of view more than a psychiatric social worker's point of view. I've given examples of the behaviors and the impact of them. And I hope some people will be helped through it.
And I think that's why the book is so effective. It's relatable. It's not just some medical person speaking and they don't have firsthand knowledge of what they're talking about. You do have...
Right. It's not theoretical. It's very applied, very practical.
Yes, it's what your life was. Marie Shakaitis, our guest on the program. The book is Red Flags Matter, I Was His Crooked Hillary, Weak Obama, and Fake News. Let's talk about the president. So many people saying, and a number of mental health professionals have actually signed a letter of this, talking about he's probably unfit, maybe even dangerous for the presidency.
I believe that's true, Rick. I truly do. And I don't hate Donald Trump. I don't hate anybody. But I fear him. I fear him terribly. I see what the illness did in a very limited scale. And when I see what's happening, I mean, having him threaten to incite riots if he's removed from office, hearing the things he says about people, it's very familiar, but it's very destructive, very destructive.
Are there symptoms that you see that are red flags to you, that are like, this is a classic symptom?
Well, the DSM-3, the handbook for the American Psychiatric Association, lists actually 41 symptoms. The disease can be varying degrees, too. Not everybody has it at the same level. But I would say one of the first symptoms was lying. Someone with not so much narcissism, but with a personality disorder, has had some wound early in their lives, and they become extremely brittle and fragile. And the way they have learned, as we all learn, to develop defense mechanisms. The way they have learned to handle it is to reconstruct reality to a situation that they can tolerate. But then that new reality for them becomes their actual reality. And they project it out onto other people, and the chaos and confusion is horrendous.
With us on the program, Marie Shukaitis. She's the author of the book, Red Flags Matter, I Was His Crooked Hillary, Weak Obama, and Fake News. I mentioned the adoption background that you've had and the remarkable work that you've been able to do in dealing with some third world countries, a number of countries you had to deal with. Talk about your experience working with dictator-led governments during this process for you.
Well, that's one of the things that moved me to understand what I was living with more. I've been in nine dictator-led countries. And I saw that the dynamics there, particularly in Russia and Romania, were extremely similar to what we're living with now in our White House. And it's frightening. It's frightening, Rick. I love this country. And I wrote in my book on adoption, I wrote how thrilling I find it to be an American now. I always enjoyed it. But I picked up one little 2-year-old boy who was living with his 20-year-old mother and two younger siblings in a hole dug out from under an apartment complex. I saw 80 children in an orphanage stacked in cages like we used to train dogs. They were urinating and defecating down on top of each other. And there were 86 of them, I believe, in the orphanage. And there were two caretakers, one for day and one for night. It's the damage and distress. And that was from Nicolae Ceaușescu, the dictator there, who was eventually shot. There was a public uprising, and he was shot, he and his wife, Elena. I don't think I would have quite believed or accepted it all had I not seen it.
And you did see that firsthand. How do you get that? And you're describing it almost like it happened yesterday. Do you ever get scenes like that out of your mind?
No, I don't. No, I don't, Rick. And I still, it's amazing. The first trip I made overseas was to Romania and into that orphanage I was talking about, children stacked in cages. And I didn't even react to it. I couldn't. I was too stunned. And I remember a few minutes later when I began to get my senses, I said, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And I did. Well, 27 years. And I would do it again. Or again and again. I mean, we wound up, it's funny, I started an adoption agency in my dining room. And we grew to 37 employees, and we couldn't even begin to keep up with it. I mean, the number of children, and they're right here on our southern border.
Yes.
Who need just this simple, I mean, just decent diets and immunizations and hugging and holding and I don't have any idea how many it is worldwide, but it's way, way, way too many. And now I see us doing it.
You've had a chance to see firsthand the serious destruction that this causes in societies. Talk a little bit about that, because you've seen the experiences where severe corruption in these governments really has led to destruction of society.
Well, I saw it primarily and first in Romania, where Nicolae Ceaușescu had imposed a law that said that every woman of childbearing age was required to produce 4 children. He was embarrassed because his public infant mortality rates were high, according to the World Health Organization. And so he imposed this law, but allowed for nothing to implement the law. I mean, you know, they certainly didn't have enough money, and they didn't have the legal backup to provide clean syringes, adequate amounts of. So they would. I was there one time when I saw them using the same syringes for about 45 or 50 people
Amazing.
in one day. And the number of incidents of HIV, Hep C, and tuberculosis, there are numbers available, but I don't have them, in my hand. But it and then the first time I went back, I saw it. I'm sure it was at least 600, 700 children living on railroad tracks in sewers, water sewers.
Yes.
And the number of in many cases, it was the parents who had died from the unsterilized needles, and in some cases, it was the children who died from no care. Yeah.
It's
In
just
one,
what
go ahead.
a oh, it's just imagining that going on in our world, and I can see your fear. You've seen that. You've seen signs of something like that could occur here. One thing that you really
It
have
is
to,
occurring here, Rick. I'm sorry to
well, I,
interrupt you, but
well,
it's happening. Trump has absolutely prevented doctors who were more than willing and medical groups that were more than willing to donate vaccines, and he has prevented them from doing that.
it's hard to imagine the United States of America doing that. And I know this has given you sort of a whole new look at what we have, hopefully not had, but have in this country. And you feel very strongly about that, don't you? Who we
I feel
are and
very
what
strongly
we
about
should be
it. You
doing.
can't hold a dying. I was holding a dying infant girl in my arms, and I was doing everything I could to comfort her, to help. But I spoke with the doctor, who spoke English happily, and the child did not respond to penicillin, and that was all they had. So I said, another possibility. She said, yes, augmentin, but it's too expensive. We can't get it here. Now that. I don't want to take too much time, but that turned out to be a fantastic story. I had to leave the hospital because it was time, and I went back to my gruesome hotel. I only showed and slept there, so it was a crummy hotel. And when I went in, there was a small group of people speaking English and clearly Americans. And I introduced myself, and it's still hard for me to believe, but they were on a medical mission from a Baptist church in Texas, and they had literally cases filled with pediatric doses of Augmentin. That child now, well, she's not a child anymore, but she lives in New Jersey. She's healthy and she's fine. But in 2 or 3 more days, she would have been dead.
That, yes. I know one thing that you've talked about and would like to accomplish is sharing what we have here in this country, the freedom and everything that goes with that, to others who may never know them. How important is that to you to get that message out there that we shouldn't be turning our backs, we should be extending our arms?
Absolutely, including not dismissing it. It is horrendous to me. In fact, I don't know. I have a second book out, My Gift, My Joy, My Privilege, about my adoption experience. And in it, I mean, the last couple of paragraphs are things like I still get so excited when I come into my house and it's warm or it's cool in the summer. I get thrilled when I see these brightly colored school buses to protect the children, make people aware that they're there. I walk in. We had an 11-year-old girl adopted from El Salvador, and the first time she went into a supermarket here, she passed out. She never had seen that much food all in one place. I have 20, 30 stories that say share, give, include. Help. And what I'm seeing happening in our country is absolutely enraging, and I'm going to go into tears. I mean, how can people know? How can Trump leave those children at the border?
Well,
How can
it's
he do it?
amazing. And then you hear people down there saying it's not that bad or we didn't see anything. And you sort of wonder what kind of world we're living in when we go into that
Well,
state of
that, Rick,
denial.
but I don't think we should measure by it's not that bad. It's certainly not that good.
Exactly.
And
Exactly.
every one of us deserves good, not perfection. And I have also come after the visits to third world countries to realize that we are spoiled Americans. I can't stand watching TV and seeing you need a hair color as good as this, and or you need this. Very few. No, there are a lot of Americans who need things, but most Americans don't need. They may want.
There's a difference, isn't there, between want and need?
Radical difference.
Dramatic.
Radical difference. And I
Marie,
have tried to pass that on to the people I know.
well, and you've done that with the book, and time is going by so quickly. Marie Shukaitis is
Shukaitis.
our guest on the program. And the book, this book is Red Flags Matter, I Was His Crooked Hillary, Weak Obama, and Fake News. What do you hope we take away from reading the book? In writing this, what did you hope to accomplish with the American public in getting our attention?
Primarily, I was hoping to share my experience and thereby share the vocabulary to be able to think well about the illness of personality disorders, and also to let people know that it is, well, the American Psychiatric Association describes it as divisive, destructive, dangerous, and incurable. And to encourage them to get support and more information and not be harmed so awfully by it.
And when you get to incurable, that's a little frightening. And so there's not a medication you take. It's just something that's
There's no
there.
talk therapy, there's no anything that has been found. That doesn't mean it won't be in the future, hopefully, but there's nothing now available.
What kind of reaction do you get? Do you get people that say, oh, this is all political. You've never liked this guy. You've been out to get him from the
Yeah,
very
well,
beginning.
that's just, I mean, that's the party line. I can't even tolerate hearing it. No, I lived it. It's real. And when the Trump campaign got started, I could tell you day by day what he was going to do next, and I still can.
It's
It's
amazing.
real. And if people don't want to deal with that, I can't make them. But we deserve this information that I have in the book, and the USA deserves the knowledge and active involvement in this. And it's, yeah, it's, I don't hate Trump. I don't hate the Republicans. I don't hate anybody. I love me. I love Americans. I love our country. And I want to offer them everything I can.
Well, you're doing that in this book because it really will open some eyes. You've got a checklist there. These are things to watch for, and you can judge for yourself whether or not the current president checks all of the boxes or many of the boxes. The book is Red Flags Matter, I Was His Crooked Hillary, Weak Obama, and Fake News. Marie Shakaitis is with us on the program. Her last name spelling is Shukaitis. Red
Good
Flags
for you.
Matter. Well, I got it in front of me. So my glasses do work. My tongue doesn't, but my glasses do work. You can go to, you can Google it. You can do Red Flags Matter, or you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and find a link there directly to the website for Amazon for the book. Marie, it's been a pleasure. I would love to talk about adoption at some point. Hopefully we can do that. It'd be fun to have you back to
Well,
talk
you
about
can
that.
buy my book, My Gift, My Joy, My Privilege.
And you'll find that by Googling her name as well. And once you get to Amazon, that'll give you the opportunity to look for her other books. So you can do that as well. Marie, it's been a
That one's a
pleasure.
joy.
That, yes, and such a part of your life you have to be so proud of, and what you did to reshape the lives of thousands of young children from all across the world. This is a public service you're doing now, calling our attention to a serious problem before it's too late. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program today.
Thank you so much because it's important to get this out, Rick. You're doing a great public service.
Well, doing the service by firsthand calling attention to what the problem is out there. And Marie, thank you for being on the program. And information on Marie's book, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
Thank you, Rick.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.